my dog kicked the coyote's ass.
That morning, Jonathan Alexi had woken up early, and he just put on a pot of coffee.
Just when I sat down, my dog started this really loud barking and growling, and like he's fighting or something.
Alexi ran outside to find his German Shepherd in a battle with a coyote. He turned back inside to grab his shotgun.
Next thing you know, the coyote's across the road, limping away.
Alexi says his dog walked away from the skirmish unscathed. The coyote retreated into Alexi's neighbor's yard, where Mike Smith had just walked out to investigate why all the dogs in the neighborhood had gone crazy.
My grandpa's dogs were barking in my direction, and when I looked at our neighbor's dogs, they were barking in my direction.
When Smith turned around, he saw the animal. At that moment, his aunt walked out of her house, and Smith hollered at her to toss him a gun. He caught the shotgun and unloaded a round at the coyote, but he missed.
The coyote was still walking toward me, and all I had was that empty gun.
Smith sprinted into his grandpa's house to grab another gun, and he didn't miss a second time. Tribal Police Chief John Peter says this isn't the first coyote they've seen in Quinnahawk this year.
This year there has been wolves and coyotes really close to the village. That's not normal.
He says people think the animals wander into the village because they're hungry.
Hardly any caribou.
Peter's observations are confirmed by data. Over the past 3 years, the Mulchotna caribou population has fallen by half, according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Quinnahawk residents say that's causing predators to come into town, creating dangerous situations. In this case, even more dangerous, because the coyote turned out to be rabid. Last week, the community invited veterinarian Lori Mathaler-Mullins to come in. Over the course of a few days, she vaccinated the dog that fought the coyote and all the other dogs in Quinnahawk she could find.
We know that there's rabies in the wildlife here, so we want every dog protected.
While she's been vaccinating dogs against rabies, Mathaler-Mullins has been wearing a mask at all times and maintaining social distance. She knows it wasn't an easy decision to invite someone from out of town. Like many villages, Quinnahawk has strict travel restrictions in place to protect the community from another disease, COVID-19. Every single person coming in or out of Quinnahawk, even residents, have to get permission from Tribal Services Director Elizabeth Church.
Even residents and everybody.
Every single person, yep.
And Church says the vet was the first non-resident allowed into Quinnahawk since the travel restrictions began. Only one person in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has tested positive for COVID-19 so far. Church says that's evidence that the village travel restrictions are working. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.